Good evening. The Warwick City Council Public Safety Committee is called to order at 6:10. The first order of business is acceptance of minutes from council meeting held on March 4th. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
PCR 44-24, resolution relative to claims. First order of business, acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on March 4th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
First claim is from Damon Oppen. According to the checklist, all paperwork is here, and there is a recommendation to approve. Any questions from the committee? Councilman Ricks?
To verify, this would be approval in the amount of $231.29, correct?
Correct.
No further questions.
Any questions from the council? Councilman Lattiser?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No questions, but I do want to compliment you and the committee for coming up with the design of that checklist that you had talked about recently.
Thank you. That was a group effort. The committee, the administration, and the finance department, and the city clerk. Thank you, sir. Any questions from the public? Do we have a motion? I'm sorry. Oppen. I'm sorry. I didn't see your hand. Are we good? Councilwoman Travis, I'm sorry, I did not. Are you? Oh, who? Is Mr. Oppen here? Is there a member of the council, public that would like to speak? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $231.29.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The next one is Stephen Clark. Again, give me one second here. I just want to make sure I'm on the right one. You come to the podium, sir. Here we are. All right. The checklist, the paperwork, the recommendation was to deny. Give me a second, sir. And the reason is because of timeliness. I'll get to you, sir, first. Any questions from the committee? Councilman Ricks?
Thank you. So I suppose that my question to you is, when did you first contact the city?
I contacted the city. This happened on a Friday night. And then I contacted the city on that Monday to find out the process.
Okay, so Friday night being January 26, 2024, and you're saying that you then reached out to the city on Monday, the 29th?
Yes, sir. And then they connected me to leave a voicemail. I was able to leave a voicemail on the woman who, and I don't have her name in front of me, but she only works part-time. And then she called me back a couple days later and she sent me the paperwork. And then as soon as she sent it, I gathered what I needed to gather, you know? And then once she got all the papers, so then I went down and I dropped it off that building across the street there. She wasn't there. Another woman said she would give it to her. And then she called me back a couple weeks later and said I needed a police report, which I didn't know. So I went to the police station and they were a little confused. They're like, what do you mean a police report? Like, did you just get in an accident right now? And I'm like, no, I hit a pothole a couple of weeks ago, but they said I need a report number. So then I was there for an hour and a half. And then the guy finally came and gave me a report number, which I then submitted. So it was a little back and forth, but like I work at UPS, so I'm close, but I made like multiple trips over there. And I know it's saying it's not timely, but like it's kind of difficult to get in touch with someone when I go multiple times and they're not there. I think I made a valiant effort to get the stuff submitted as quick as possible.
I have a follow-up question. When you first contacted the department and they told you what you needed, you're saying you were not told you needed a police report at that time. It's a follow-up when you were told.
Yes, sir. It was a follow-up.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on. We'll be back to you.
Okay.
Any questions from the council? All right. Any other members of the public? And let me just give me one second, sir. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Stephen, right?
Yes, sir.
Stephen. All right. Thank you for your, based on the testimony of Mr. Clark, I'm looking for a.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Councilman Lattiser.
Sorry. I know you asked. I was trying to flip through some of these papers. So I just want to point out that. The date of the incident is January 25th.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry.
The date of the incident was January 25th. Mr. Clark said he notified the Public Works Department on January 28th on this particular page, but yet on the signed affidavit, it says he notified the Finance Department on February 5th. But that wasn't notarized until February 28th. So there is some, a lot of lag in between on this. So just making that point.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
Can I speak?
One second, sir. Let me just, thank you.
I'll briefly address. I think I see a source of the confusion here. Yeah, I can see how a 5 looks like a 6 on the printout. And I do see some independent verification in that in the packet. There is a letter from the Finance Department dated February 6th, which would indicate that something had been received by that date of February 6th from the Finance Department. So I can understand how there could have been the phone call on the 29th and then the follow-up with the Finance Department on February 5th. But I'd want to just verify that with a witness.
Yeah. So like I said, I contacted like the first day they were open, and then like when she got back to me, then she said, hey, I got your paperwork. And then she got back to me, and I don't have the exact date, saying I needed a police report and I needed it notarized. And then I went down like that day and got a police report from the thing. And then there's a security manager at work, and he's a notary, and they notarized it for me. And then like I returned it like right away. Like I said, I worked close enough. But, like whatever they asked for, I did right away. And then that same pothole opened back up like 2 weeks after that, and I like called right away, and I actually got a cone from work, and I put it there because there was like two or three other people who worked at UPS alone that had an issue with that pothole. So, you know, I'm not here to try to defraud the city of Warwick of $300.
Oh, certainly. You know? One other quick comment is that I do see that you turned in as part of the paperwork a receipt from AAA. The receipt states January 26, 2024, 8:40 p.m., has your name on it. So everything here looks very consistent. I certainly don't think that there's anything here that would suggest fraud in the slightest. I find you highly credible, and I can certainly understand the runaround here with trying to verify all of this information. I think that based on everything you've said, based on the documents I reviewed, I think it happened exactly like you said it did. And I think that any slight delay of over 1 week before getting certain forms in. I don't think that that should be a barrier here, because you had called it in the following business day. That is on Monday the 29th. So that's where I'm coming from on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So I'm looking for a motion to approve in the amount of $300. And sir, let me just explain to you the reason $300. That's the state cap on damages from potholes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir. And I just want to point out, and this goes back to Councilman Lattiser, when you complimented us on the checklist, one of the things that's on that checklist is that this gentleman got contacted so that we don't have to hold this for 2 weeks or a month to then notify him to come in and tell us his side of the story. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So just so you understand the process, this is the committee. It's going to go to the full the council later after 7 o'clock. You can stay if you like. Most times, but not always, the council works on our recommendation. Just so you understand, so you don't have to stay for an hour, hour and a half to hear. Okay. So that's up to you, though.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I'll trust your good judgment.
And thank you for putting the cone out.
Yeah, thank you.
I heard you.
No, definitely. Like, it was like 2 weeks later. It was huge. So. But it's been good since then. So
thank you very much,
sir. All right. Appreciate everyone's time.
The next item is Michelle Clasby. The recommendation is to deny, and the reason is listed. Again, timeliness. Any comments from members of the committee? Can we want to wait till we see if the person is here? Otherwise, we can't talk. All right. Is that all right? You good with me?
Yeah.
Any other comments from members of the council? Council, yes. Any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Back to the council. Clasby. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
So, wait.
Councilwoman Travis, are you okay? Oh, Councilman Sinapi. All right, we'll hold. All right. Councilman, are you waiting to be recognized? There you go.
The affidavit, Chairman. So normally we don't look at these unless the affidavit has a certain option checked off so that we're not double paying. So right now this person says they intend to seek compensation from another source, which is fine. It's their right. Absolutely. But we don't want to reimburse someone for something they already got reimbursed. And as of now, there's no indication of whether or not they have been or will be reimbursed for the full amount from this other source, whatever that source might be. So it seems like it would be a good idea to hold this at least for now. Unless there's another reason which to just deny the claim, in which case, have at it.
Well, again, the denial is because I saw all is the timeliness. That was the reason for denial, unless I'm misreading this. Yes, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. So I would tend to agree with Councilman Sinapi here that it would be appropriate to hold it based on the third box being checked. The same affidavit claims that the claim was filed with the finance department on that date of January 17th, which is the date of the incident. I don't know if that was a mistake on the affidavit or if it could be one of the situations like this in the claim that was immediately preceding this one, where there was a call that was placed or something that was initially filed with the department, and then we're seeing only some documents that were filed later on. one of those multiple contact types of situations, which could preserve the timeliness, but we simply don't have enough information in front of us right now. So for both of those reasons, I think it would be most appropriate for us to hear from the claimant to clarify on those points.
So we have a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, I'd also like to follow up on Councilman Sinapi's observation. We seem to have a discrepancy here with the notary. The notary notarized a document on I was looking at the finance department, notified the finance department on 217, but it's actually 117. I'm all set. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do we have a motion? No, she's talking to
him. Yeah, so do we have a suggestion for the date to hold?
A month? Clerk, what's the first meeting in June? June.
I believe so,
yeah. All right.
Move to hold June 3rd.
I believe second. I think that's the 4th, though. Am I wrong? I'm sorry. Yep, the 3rd. That's a very important date. Yep.
Move to hold to June 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item is Dan Corrigan.
Chairman? Mr. Chairman, we just wanted to make sure. Is Michelle Clasby here? One last call.
I asked three times.
Okay. All right.
And I saw no hands. All right. Thank you. Dan Corrigan.
PCR on that one.
Oh. What was the number again, please?
PCR 35.
Thank you very much. All right. Now we're back to Dan. And the recommendation is to approve. Any questions for, again, the checklist did come. I followed up when I first saw the claims. I followed up with the chief of staff. I was sent documentation. There is a checklist, and all items were in the file. That being said, the recommendation is to approve. Questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Councilman Sinapi.
Is this regarding Corrigan?
Say what?
The Corrigan claim, correct?
Yes.
So I talked to this individual. Can you please hold this?
Okay. I don't know if it's appropriate. Can I ask why, since it's being approved and it's to the max amount?
Absolutely. They didn't actually get the three estimates the way we were used to. That's actually all from the same vendor, if you look. And they didn't because they were unclear of the process. And there's some other stuff when it comes to the amount. They almost hit a cap that would result in it going to the trust. It's a whole series of things. But
thank you. I point of information.
No worries. But if you notice, the damage is significant. It was thousands of dollars. So we're trying to figure out if it's possible for them to get handled by the trust instead, so that they're not capped at the 300.
Yep, thank you very much. Okay, so questions from the public. Questions or comments from the public? Questions or comments from the public? So do we have a motion to hold as per requested from Councilman Sinapi?
If I may briefly comment.
Yes.
I don't see a way around the statute, but if Mr. Corrigan desires for some additional time to perfect his claim and examine his options, I certainly have no objection to holding. Councilman Snappy, do you believe that June 3rd would be sufficient?
We can go for June for now. Worst case scenario, if I talk to them again and it gets pushed back again, it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
Move to hold to June 3rd.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Clerk, do we need a PCR on that? Thank you very much. Moving on. Patricia Donahue. Hold on, let me get my paperwork. Nope. Hi, Patricia. Please go up to the mic. I'm just... Come on. There we are. All right. The recommendation is to deny, and there is no clear evidence, according to the form, there is no clear evidence that the city truck passing down the roadway had any involvement with the broken window on the vehicle. Any questions, comments from the committee? Go ahead, sir. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Ms. Donahue, something I'm...
I can't hear you.
Oh, pardon me. Something I'm not certain about was when the plow was coming by, was... do you know if there was already snow or ice on the ground?
Yes.
Okay, and so I'm not sure from the description if it seemed like the rock that broke your rear windshield. Do you believe that that was because of the salt and the sand that they were throwing off the back of the truck?
Yes, because I think we had snow a few days before that even, and I believe it could have even been an ice chunk. What happened was I'm in the basement apartment, but I have the part in the garage, in the driveway, is where my door is and stuff. On the corner of the house, is my bedroom is right there. And it was like 11:30, quarter to 12, something like that. And I heard the truck coming up, and it was a big one, which I'm not used to hearing those big guys coming through. And I heard the ping, 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 and I thought it was hitting the house. Now, I know my landlord is not a pleasant person. And so after a while, I got dressed and I went out. I actually cleaned off the front of my car. And when he finally came out, I said, I want to let you know, you better check the side of the house. And as we walked around to the side of the house, which was on the other side, like this was the back of my car facing the road, we walked around this side to check the house. He noticed that it was my windshield. And there was pieces that what was hitting the house was the fragments from the window, the safety glass, the little pieces. We did have it on, what we did have was, because he checked right away on his ring, and we got the truck as it was going up and as it was coming down, but unfortunately, it only carried it to the corner of the house, not directly in front of my car.
May I ask a question, please?
Oh, sure.
Ms. Donahue, on the three estimates, is it the Patriot Auto Glass is the one who actually
yes.
did the repair? Okay, that's my only question.
Do you have anything else?
Did you find any rock or ice or the like inside the car after the windshield?
No, it didn't go all the way through. In fact, it didn't actually like shatter to pieces till I slammed the door of the car and the whole thing just went, which wasn't real fun. But I don't know if you have the photos, but there is a picture of a hole on the back windshield. Not very big, about this big, but again, I don't know what hit it. It could have been a chunk of ice because there was pieces of ice on the ground, you know, like chunks like this big. I don't know. That was just something that they told me that could possibly have done it.
Thank you. And I do see the police report where it discusses that the officer did review that video. That video was time and date stamped. So I think that although the department is making a statement that quote, there is no clear evidence that the city truck passing down the roadway had any involvement with a broken window on this vehicle, quote. I do think that this is one of those classic situations where the damage wasn't there before that vehicle passed by. The vehicle passed by and the damage was there.
Yeah, my car would have been sitting in the driveway for 3 days because I don't get to go out that often and stuff. And that's how I knew that there wasn't back there, because believe me, I love my little baby. It's old. and it was, I mean, it was a shock to me. And as soon as that happened, and my landlord and I said to him, I said, do you think you have it on your ring? And I don't even know where his rings are half the time anyhow. And he went up and found the two of them. And basically I was told that, you know, you have to have a picture of it as it's being done. I don't have a ring. I live in a basement apartment. I don't have a ring out there. I don't have internet. I don't have any of that stuff. So unless you're standing out there waiting for the truck to go by, how are you going to see that?
Thank you. This all adds up to me. If there's no objection from the chairman, I would make a motion.
Excuse me, comments?
Yep, I'm coming, questions? Sir. Members of the council, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. a few things that I just wanted to point out with this particular claim is the owner of the vehicle stated that her son, or it says my son, paid to have it fixed quickly. But when I look at the invoice from Patriots Auto Glass, it doesn't say anything about payment. It says amount paid zero, and it was signed by Patricia Donahue.
I believe it's on the credit card. It paid with his credit card, and he was not present, so I don't know how they ran it, but it was his credit card. I could not afford it.
Mr. Chairman, yes. So on the invoice that is signed, dated 1/22/24, it shows a balance due of $289.
Yes, and we have our constituent here testifying that that bill was paid in her behalf, and she's looking, that damage was to her car, and she owes her son that amount. I'm not questioning her on that.
And we did check around, and there was a lot of places that were much higher, and I had told that was a good place to go.
Any other questions, Councilman?
No, I'm all set.
Council President.
Thank you very much. I asked my colleagues to approve this. I know that area. She's a resident of Ward 7. That's a tough street as well that could use some improvements around there as well. So there's lots of debris, and I'm not surprised that unfortunately something like this happened. So,
and the one thing I'd like to say though too is that, I mean, I have a picture of another storm, and what, because it's kind of on a curve, the truck comes up, no matter what truck it is, comes up, and because it's on the curve, they push. Of all places to push in my driveway, I said, I'm going to put my handicap sticker out there one of these days. And they push it into the driveway. And that's why I actually moved my car, knowing that we're supposed to have this big storm and everything. I actually moved my car, which is usually facing out. I turned it around and moved it all the way down so that I could barely get out the front door so that it wouldn't be anywhere near the road. And it still happened.
Yeah, I just think it's an unfortunate situation. So I ask my colleagues for support on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the council? Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $289.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Ms. Donahue, I don't know if you heard me telling to the other gentleman, this is the committee. This will go to the full council, but that will be after 7 o'clock. If you're welcome to stay, usually the council vote based on our recommendations. But I wanted you to be aware of the procedure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next item, Sydney Martin. Yeah, that was that. My set. I'm sorry. Sydney, I know I have another one. The recommendation is to approve. Checklist is attached. The amount of $283.20. Any questions, comments from the committee? Councilman Ricks.
It appears that the lowest estimate is $266.99. Other than that, it appears that everything is in order here.
Okay. Any questions from the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $266.99.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item, Tracy McKenna. The recommendation is to deny. The checklist is attached. The person was notified, and it seems like she is here. Give me a moment, please, Miss.
Sure.
Is it McKenna? This is a timeliness matter again. Any comments from the committee? Comments from the council? Comments from the public? Ms. McKenna, you are on the mic.
Okay.
Could you please?
I didn't realize it was a timeliness issue.
Would miss no problem.
No,
if you would like, we can hold for a month.
No, everything okay. Should be in.
Yep, go ahead.
But I did get the phone call that it was denied, and I had no reason. So,
so what it's saying is the time between when it happened and when you filed was beyond the 7 days. Do you have any testimony that refutes that?
I don't. What is the date of my filing that you have?
The date of the incident was 129.
Correct.
And the date that is 29.
I would, if I may ask the witness.
You may, through the chair.
Through the chair. Did you make any phone call to the city before February 9th?
I made two calls. I made the day of the incident, 129, and I called back on the 30th because I realized what the exact address was because I had initially given the street, so I called back to confirm an address.
Okay, and I do see that on the form that you filled out as well. So as I see something like this, as I see it, I don't think that this committee is necessarily going to enforce the harsh penalty of not having the precise form submitted within 7 days, so long as the city was, in fact, notified within 7 days, and then the form had later been filled out as it was on February 9th. So I would not see the timeliness here as a barrier to relief. I do see, though, that the invoice is higher than the other two estimates. It looks like the lowest of the three is Town Fair Tire in the amount of $215.20. So I would ask if there's any reason why it shouldn't be approved in the amount of $215.20 as opposed to a different amount.
If I make a point of clarification for you, the ordinance, the policy is to go with the lowest estimate.
Okay.
Just so you understand why we're not being arbitrary.
No, I understand that.
All right, let me
and
go
I did, with... It was a brand new tire, that's why.
Right. Let me go through the process. So I've already asked once. Let me ask again. Any other members of the public, comments, questions? Any other members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $215.20.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Once again, your showing up here is proof that that phone call saves you and the committee and the council 2 weeks to a month. Thank
right.
you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next one is, that was Tracy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next one is Robert Stanino. I hope I would got that right, if he's here. Even if he's not, I hope I got it right. The recommendation is to deny. He was contacted as per chief of staff, conversation, emails. Any questions or comments from the committee? Questions or comments from the council? Questions or comments from the public? Questions or comments from the public? Questions or comments from the public? I see your hand, sir. I'm not ignoring you. Councilman Ricks.
I do see that there is a reference on the form to contact on March 8th. The date of the incident was March 2nd. So if the inclination of the committee otherwise would be to deny it on timeliness grounds, it seems like there is some suggestion here that it may be timely. And therefore, I'm not sure if there was an inclination to deny on timeliness grounds or if there is a need to potentially hear from the witness.
Again, I'm not going to, the chair's position is I'm not going to start the policy of contacting the person again. We've done that. We've done our due diligence. I have no problem holding, and if they come to the next meeting, but I'm willing to listen to a motion. Right now, my inclination is a motion to deny. I see the chief of staff coming. Chief, identify yourself, and the mic is yours.
Aaron Mackesy, Mayor's Chief of Staff. Thank you, Chairman. Just one note on that. The Finance Department did notify, as the checklist indicates, the claimants who are denied. The Finance Department would not be going back and notifying these claimants a second time if their items are held. That would be up to them to have been watching the meeting in the first place. So I would just add one point of caution if holding is the pleasure of the committee. Thank you.
Through the chair, if I may?
You may.
A question for the chief. I'm confused as to the rationale for the denial based on timeliness when it appears that the form that was filled out was dated March 8th, and similarly, the affidavit that was signed, the notary also states that it was subscribed and sworn on March 8th. The stated date of the incident is March 2nd, so it certainly seems like it was within the 7 days.
Sure. So, Councilman, I would have to just, to be perfectly honest, with this particular claim, I haven't viewed it in the past 5 hours. I'd be happy to take a look at it. I would say just the language of the statute is very clear about that the claim has to be filed within the 7 days. I understand that there are situations where if there are extenuating circumstances, such as an individual needing assistance acquiring the paperwork, that the department will make note of that. But it is the practice of the city to define filing the claim as filing the paperwork. So I would just have to look at that particular one to answer your question.
Mr. Chairman.
Council solicitor.
Reviewing the file, it doesn't necessarily specify. It cites the provisions of the statute. Do we know if Director Earl's here or can speak to whether this was a timeliness issue or if it was a lack of notice issue? Because this is these things come to us under negligence in general, and if we're not aware or should have been aware of a certain pothole, the first strike may not necessarily bind us. So that's another question, but it's not cited so specifically in the director's report. So in the future, I really would like just to see the clarification of, is it timeliness or is it awareness or other responsibilities that would justify their position to deny?
Certainly, we can add that clarity.
Thank you. Again, as the chair, I am making a motion to deny as recommended by the director. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Moving on. Oh, hold on. That was denied.
If the mic didn't pick it up, nay.
I'm sorry. Sir?
Don't worry.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, the mic didn't pick it up.
Right okay. My earring isn't. And the last one is Pamela Tweed. And the recommendation is to deny. I'm just trying to find that. Oh, here it is. For the same reasons. Oh, how are you doing, sir? I'll be with you in a minute then. Thank you very much. Am I correct that the claimant is Pamela Tweed?
Correct. That's my wife.
Okay, I'll be with you. I just make sure I'm reading the right paperwork. All right. Any questions or comments from the committee before we go to the witness? Comments from the council? Comments or questions from the public?
Yes.
Sir, can you identify yourself?
My name is James Tweed. I'm Pamela's husband. Interesting, the car is actually in my wife's name. I drive it. Her car is in my name. She drives it. We've never... It is what it is.
Thank you for clearing that up for me. And now, sir?
I would just say, if I look at the paperwork and review, the incident happened on January 18th. The car had to be... I was able to put a spare on it and bring it to the dealer. It was it's a relatively new car. It required two new tires, not just one, because of a balancing issue you put a new tire on a front of a Volvo. You put another tire on the other side, the old one. It creates a balancing issue and then causes other problems. So it required two new tires. By the time they were able to do that assessment and get me a price for the work, and then, of course, me to go out and get other prices as well, I know it took longer than the 7 days, but the incident was filed initially, and then I was told that I needed to get some additional paperwork as well as a police report, which I did.
I do have a question for you. I'm sure. Looking at the claim that you filed, and there is a photo.
Yep.
All right. Do you have that in front of you or no?
I do.
It's a great photo up to a point, and I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, sir.
Yeah.
Is the pothole filled in this photo?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Like I say, because of the shading, it was hard for me to tell.
Sorry.
Okay. Nope. No.
It has been filled. Actually, it has been filled in. I live right there. It's been filled in and then reopened again since. So,
and obviously, you notified the city that there was this pothole.
The next day, I notified the city.
Thank you. All right. So any questions from the committee now?
And they actually responded, they responded very quickly to filling it in. So they filled it in very quickly after they were notified.
But then again, like you're saying, it comes out again because, all right. Any other members of the public that wish to speak? Any other members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $300.
Sir, I don't know if I think you were here earlier.
I did hear.
You heard why it's 300. That's the cap.
Yes, sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, where is that voice?
Right up here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the prior item, the claim of Robert Starnino, Councilman Ricks would like a PCR assigned to that one so that he can vote it separately. So I believe that will be PCR 4724, Madam Clerk.
Okay.
That's correct. 4724.
Robert Sano. I'm sorry, Starnino. All right. And so we're assigning a PCR to that. Oh, you got it for us.
PCR 4724.
There was a favorable recommendation to deny by a vote of 2-1. Councilman Ricks would like to vote it separately from the consent calendar so that he can maintain that position.
So we have a PCR for that, 4724. Is my work here done? No.
No.
Oh. Go ahead, Lynn.
Just on a point of clarification, on these claims that you are holding, okay, is it going back to finance to reach out to these people again?
No.
So my office is now responsible. On the claims I understand what the chief said, but my question is...
That's why I asked the chief of staff, and as he said, that there is no mechanism once these people have been notified that their claim was to be heard to recontact them again. And Chief, if I'm incorrect, please clarify. So we're holding this. I know one, Mr. Sinapi said the claimant asked for it to be held. So I'm sure Councilman Sinapi is going to tell him that we honored his request. As far as the other two, I'm at a loss.
Sure, Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
The administration's new practice on this, following conversations that you and I have had to make this process more open for everybody, is that we would contact the claimants prior to the meetings. The administration would like to stick with that process. We've established this new process. We don't want to get into the ad hoc business of going back and recontacting these folks, just encouraging more people not to attend that first meeting. So my answer would be that it is the onus is on the individual to attend to the first meeting, which they're contacted for, and the expectation on the administration side is that no department director need go back and recontact these folks.
I'm in full agreement, sir.
Thank you.
So back to the city clerk. That's being held to next month. If they show, fine. If they don't, then we'll move for action. We've already dealt with them. We're done. I'm closing the meeting. The only change, just to answer your question, the only claim is Robert Stanino has been pulled with its own PCI. Everything else, we're done with the consent calendar. The time right now, the other one's already done. He was asking a point of clarification. Is 6:56 and the public safety committee is adjourned. Oh, do we need a, I'm sorry, do we need to move the consent calendar and vote on it? Okay.
You're all done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. You're all done. Okay. We're almost at 7 o'clock, but we have two quick things to do in committee. So if we could have the public safety meet at this time, they have one item, which is has a traffic study. And then the second item is to move to the public hearings that will start after 7 o'clock. So intergovernmental will go first, and then public properties will go after that. And then we will start the full council meeting. Thank you.
You stay put. Sinappi. Mr. Sinappi. Mr. Sinappi. Under here, there's something. What do you need? A power?
I need a plug.
Yep, power.
Do you have a
power plug?
Do you have a strip? Is that what's under there?
Kinda.
Like a baby
one. No idea. It's that guy.
Move it along.
All set. I'm ready. Phil's right there. He can help you.
It is now 6:58. And the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on April 22nd, 2024. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The first item on the agenda is PCR 41-24, a resolution to the Rhode Island Department of Transportation and the State Traffic Commission requesting a traffic study of Old Forge Road between Post Road and Harbor Terrace. Councilman Gebhardt.
So this particular road, there's been a number of public safety related issues on the roadway there. We've had members of the Warwick Police Department recommend that a traffic study be done there. We cannot perform it. It's a state road. So we're asking the Rhode Island DOT to please do that.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions or comments from the committee? Questions or comments from the council? Questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It is now 6:59, and the Intergovernmental Committee has adjourned.
Thank you very much, and let's do public properties, and that can take place at this time.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 7 o'clock. First up, acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on April 22nd, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 First item on the agenda, PCO 3-24, order on the abandonment of a portion of Lake Dell Drive, Gary White and Gene E. White petitioners. Councilman Gebhardt, do you have a recommendation?
Move to open the public hearing.
All right.
Second.
We have a recommendation. I'll move it. Move to open the public hearing before the full council. Do we have a second on that motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second on the agenda, we have PCO 4-24, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the City of Warwick, 1009 Centerville LLC applicant, 1009 Centerville Road, assessor's plat 241, lot 10. Councilman Sinapi, would you like to recommend opening public hearing? Very good. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
The committee adjourns at 7:02 p.m.
We're going to do the public hearing after 7 o'clock. They just recommended to move it to the full council.